Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Moving on now from the high-profile trial of the summer to the low-profile election of the summer. That would be the special election to fill the Senate seat vacated by Secretary of State John Kerry. And Election Day is just 2 weeks from today.
A new WBUR poll released today shows Democratic Congressman Ed Markey leading his Republican challenger Gabriel Gomez by 7 points as the candidates meet for their second debate tonight in Springfield.
Joining us now to discuss what the candidates are up against in these final 2 weeks is John Carroll, communications professor at Boston University and the man behind the Campaign Outsider blog and a frequent Radio Boston contributor. Hi there, John.
Hi.
So, John, the new WBUR poll begins with the headline that Ed Markey is leading Gabriel Gomez by 7 points, a slightly tighter race than the last WBUR poll, which showed Markey with an 8-point lead. So what's your first takeaway from that spread?
Well, it seems the first takeaway is that this race is sort of bogged down at this point, that it's sort of frozen in many ways. I'm not sure the Springfield debate tonight is going to unfreeze it, but I think that it'll at least put them in the spotlight. I think both have struggled to get the public's attention, and I think that that's been one of the issues that keeps them pretty much at status quo.
Mm-hmm. So the headline on WBUR.org on our webpage regarding this story right now reads, WBUR poll suggests Gomez struggling to catch Markey. Now, I take your point about things kind of moving in molasses in this past month. But on the other hand, couldn't that headline actually be flipped entirely or the mirror image of it be used and say, look, Gomez is only 7 points behind Markey?
Yeah, and I think that if you think back to 2010, when Scott Brown was running against Martha Coakley, when a poll came out about, I think it was maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks before the special election, that showed Scott Brown within single digits of Martha Coakley. That became big news and generated this momentum for Brown that drew in all kinds of money from the national Republicans. There was a tremendous amount of money spent on advertising in the last 10 days of that race. I'm not sure that the national Republicans are going to respond in the same way with the same sort of force as they did in 2010. But they are coming up with some money. There's the National Republican Senatorial Committee is putting about $400,000 into advertising in the race for Gabriel Gomez. The Democrats, on the other hand, are spending probably $1.5 million, the outside Democrats, the national Democrats, on ads going after Gabriel Gomez. One of them just came out that has goes against Gomez for what he said about Social Security, mm-hmm. about the possibility of raising the retirement age. They claim that he would cut benefits. So that's a pretty aggressive ad.
So let's talk a minute about what's going to happen tonight at the second debate in Springfield, because the WBUR poll also shows Gabriel Gomez with a 5-point advantage with independent voters. But historically, Republicans in Massachusetts have needed double digits amongst independents, to say the least. So do you think that he's going to be trying to speak directly to this group of voters this evening?
I think he's going to have to be, and I think he's going to have to be sort of more aggressive on point. I think he needs to go after Ed Markey in a different way from the way he went after him in the first debate. I thought that that was pretty ineffective. I think that one of his latest ads or one of his latest web videos has him going after Ed Markey for raising his own salary, voting to raise his own salary in Congress 6 times. He may go for the pocketbook effect. He may go for the number of times Ed Markey voted to raise taxes. Markey actually has an ad out that's running in the Springfield market, a radio ad that goes after Gomez for his position on the Blunt Amendment, which was about access to birth control for women. His client list, which he has not revealed, and
from his private equity firm,
right, and his taxes from 2005.
Well, we actually have a bit of that radio ad. So this is again a Markey campaign ad airing on the radio in Springfield today.
Like, where does Gomez stand on the bill seeking to prevent women from getting birth control? And why Gomez says the top 2% already pay enough in taxes.
And why he won't make millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share.
The people of Western Massachusetts are hoping to get the truth.
So do you think that that's going to be effective, though?
A little class warfare never hurts for Democratic turnout. I think that Ed Markey is trying to appeal to women voters in particular, and he's doing very well with women voters, according to the WBUR poll.
20-point lead amongst women.
Right. So that's hurting Gomez. When you look at the voters that Gomez needs, he needs independence. He needs a good smattering of blue-collar Democrats. He needs women. And he needs the suburban vote. Mm. And I think he's lagging in too many of those categories to be really competitive now, unless he can somehow accelerate his support in those categories. I think it's going to be hard.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about some new advertising that Gabriel Gomez has released. He has a new sort of biographically centered ad, which was released just last week. So let's listen to that.
For a kid who didn't know English till he went to school, I've lived the American dream.
Gabriel Gomez.
He's a real political newcomer. Aircraft carrier pilot, a Navy SEAL, Harvard Business School grad.
And in his words, a new kind of Republican.
If you're looking for a rigid partisan, I'm not your guy. If you're looking for a slick-talking politician, I'm definitely not your guy.
So, John, this is something that's perplexed me about this race, because the sort of new Republican mantra that Gabriel Gomez is bringing up, that aside, his bio in and of itself is actually incredibly compelling. It is a fantastic American story. And I wonder, I mean, obviously, he's still trying to share that story with the Massachusetts electorate. And I'm wondering why you think it may not be resonating as much as it could. It's powerful.
It is. And on paper, it's a really strong story. A narrative, but I don't think Gomez does all that good a job of delivering it. I think that he lacks the charisma, the kind of charisma that you saw with Scott Brown. I mean, Scott Brown had this sort of attraction to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, but one of them was the sort of common touch. I don't think Gabriel Gomez quite has that connection with the average voter, but I think he's trying to make that connection, and I think he's trying to develop a larger following among women, which would mean he goes out and does the nice guy thing. Mm-hmm. His problem is he's a new kind of Republican, except the national Republicans, the state GOP, they're all supporting him financially and running ads for him. So it's very hard to sell yourself as a new kind of Republican
when you have the backing
when you have
of the
establishment
party.
Providing the foundation of your campaign.
Well, speaking of that, though, on the Democratic side, President Barack Obama is expected in town tomorrow in support of Congressman Ed Markey. So they're bringing their brightest light that they've got in the Democratic pantheon, so to speak. But in the minute or so we have to go here, John, there are just 2 weeks left. What do you expect, if anything, in this last couple days before Election Day?
I think there's going to be a lot more money coming in. It's hard to tell where the money is going right now. It doesn't seem, if you watch local television, the airwaves are not flooded the way they were in 2010. So I think that you're going to see more money. I think you're going to see a get-out-the-vote effort, because this is going to be a turnout election. I think that unless you can up the turnout among independents and Republicans, it's going to be very hard for the Gomez camp to win this race.
Well, John Carroll is communications professor at Boston University and the pen behind, or the fingers on the keyboard behind, the Campaign Outsider blog. John, always great to have you. Thanks.
Likewise. Thanks.
Stay with us. Coming up, presidential war powers. Veteran journalist Marvin Kalb on why presidents from Truman to Obama have sent troops off to war without a formal declaration of war from Congress. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.